We're in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, and we're going to read the 4th and 5th verses today. Here's what Paul says. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. For some Christians, this is one of the stickiest passages in the Bible, because it seems to imply that human history and individual human lives are all predetermined even before we're born. In fact, when the word predestination comes up, that's exactly what some people think of. So let's ask a question. Is there any point in making a decision for Christ? Or are all the decisions already made? Does God predetermine who's going to be saved and who's going to be lost? When you read all the passages asking us to choose God, it's difficult to think that God isn't really giving us a choice. In 1 Kings chapter 18, when Elijah faces down the priests of Baal on Mount Carmel, he levels a challenge at the Israelite people who had been worshiping the pagan god of the Canaanites. How long halt ye between two opinions, Elijah said. If the Lord be God, follow Him. But if Baal, then follow him. When Joshua gathered the tribes of Israel at Shechem, he said, choose you this day whom you will serve. The story of the Bible is full of people making choices, both good ones and bad ones. So, unless all those choices are simply a mirage, a good front that God puts up to make us think we have an alternative, we've got to look at this passage in Ephesians through the eyes of all the other Bible writers. No Bible passage stands alone, and if you want to avoid making big theological mistakes, you've got to put every passage in the context of the whole Bible. So, what does it mean when the Bible says we were chosen in Jesus before the foundation of the world? That we were predestined for adoption. In the book of Revelation, Jesus is called the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. You'll notice that Paul mentions our predestination in the context of Jesus Christ. It's up to us whether or not we're going to choose Jesus. But Jesus Himself and the plan He established to save a rebellious planet, those were predestined to succeed. It's Jesus who is predestined to win. It's Jesus who is predestined to have a kingdom. And those words apply to us only as we find ourselves in a relationship with Him. The book of Hebrews teaches that in Jesus Christ, we are also heirs of the kingdom. We can participate in what has been predetermined for Jesus. But the choice is still ours. God's not going to force us into the kingdom. And given the way that Jesus is bound to succeed, it's pretty obvious that choosing Him is just a better way to live.